Wrong Choices in Friends Produces Evil Consequences, June 17. As for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. You will go through this world but once. Then do not choose as companions young men or young women who will lead you in wrong paths. Turn away from these tempters, for they are Satan's helping hand, used by him to beguile souls to dishonor God. Do not give the enemy any advantage. Study the history of Daniel and his fellows. Though living where they were met on every side by the temptation to indulge self, Daniel and his companions honored and glorified God in their daily life. They determined to avoid all evil, to refuse to place themselves in the enemy's path. And with rich blessings God rewarded their steadfast loyalty. Each one of us is making his or her future. All who desire the life that measures with the life of God must take a firm stand against the depravity that is spreading its loathsome disease over the world. They must reject the wrong and choose the right, bravely resisting temptation in every line. They must overcome small temptations, then they will be strengthened to overcome large ones. There are those who say, "You need not be so particular about little matters." In such, conscience accommodates itself to the suggestion of evil until they are educated to do the work that places them in Satan's army. From small wrongs they are led to large wrongs. The lower passions bear sway, holding the entire being in the tyranny of satanic power. The high, noble purposes that might have controlled the life are swept away by self-indulgence. Unite with one another in being true to virtue, true to God. Be studious. Reach upward for the highest attainments. The Lord commends earnest, determined effort to gain that knowledge and understanding that will enable you to take your place in the higher grade in the courts above. He looks with approval on watchful, diligent students. Pray as did Daniel, three times a day, alone with God. Confess every sin you have committed, every mistake you have made. God says, "Confess your faults one to another, and pray for one another, that ye may be healed." Thus you have built barriers between yourself and sin. You are walking in harmony with God. He has avouched himself as one who will hear and answer your sincere prayers. He has assured you that he will pardon and accept you. How powerful you may be in this assurance! The Lord is near to all who call upon him, near to answer and to bless.